When this quiet scene of peasants carrying home a calf born in the field was exhibited in Paris in 1864, it proved extraordinarily controversial. Art Institute director Douglas Struick.
What seems to have enraged the critics of the time and earned the artist, Jean-François Millet, a lot of criticism was the subject and the way the subject was depicted. What bothered the critics was that they thought the scene was treated much too solemnly. I think the problem for many of the critics was that, in a way, Millet idealized aspects of French peasant life. In other words, the attachment to nature and the almost spiritual quality of that, at the same time that he emphasized how difficult these lives were. And one gets a sense of that heaviness of their load. It's not just the literal heaviness of the calf that they're bearing, but there's the sense in the way the figures are bowed and their heads are down that the life that they lead is one which is grinding and which is very difficult.
Millet painted the picture at a time of considerable political instability in France, so his realistic scenes of peasant life, emphasizing both its heroism and its hardships, seemed deeply subversive to an urban upper-class audience.